Marissa likes the failure at the party. Marissa likes the failure at the party. Marissa likes the failure at the party. And at the party, Marissa likes the failure.
Hello! Welcome back. Episode 3 of Failure Art Party. I'm Marissa.
Hi, I'm Gina. I'm back too.
Yeah, Gina's a fave.
And I'm Kayla. It's my first time.
Yes. So today we are going to be doing hydro dipping.
Yeah.
So very excited about this. And actually, I'm going to let Gina explain it a little bit. But before we get to that, since Kayla's new to the program,
sorry, everybody.
It's okay. We're outside and things are blowing in the wind, so and we'll explain all our materials later.
All right, I'm gonna stop touching things.
Yeah, we'll explain our materials in a second. But I want Kayla to describe her relationship to art before we get started.
There is none. None. I am not an artist. I have no artistic talent.
Yay!
I mean, I play 3 musical instruments, so if you count that, but otherwise...
Inside of the brain, right? That's the same side of the brain.
I think so. Music is art. Mm-hmm. And maybe one day you teach us something for another episode.
Sure, sure.
And we
if
F
you
want to
play the flute, the piccolo, or the saxophone,
ooh,
I got
those are my 3 instruments, too!
Yay!
Dude.
I don't know. Yes. I have no musical ability. Zero. Yeah. Okay. There we go.
I also once learned how to play the tuba.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Okay.
Not to brag.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
great.
So, yeah. So, no relationship to art, but this did sound like fun. So, I am excited.
Yeah. And it's about the journey, Kayla. It's about the process. And when you mess up, don't feel bad. I want you to celebrate it.
This is how we learn.
We're actually going to snap or clap or something if you mess up.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to go with when.
Okay.
So hydro dipping, to get into the activity for today, is something, again, that I saw on TikTok because, let's face it, that's where my idle phone time is the most these days. So it's literally using some form of paint. So we have 2 today. We have spray paint, and we're actually using nail polish. You put it in water. It rests on the top using the surface tension of the water, and it rests on the top of the water, and then you just dip stuff in it, and it makes like a really cool swirly marbled effect. And so, that's literally all I know about it. So we know very little.
Yeah.
And very little technique. Very little experience.
Yeah. And when you see it online, it looks very easy.
Yes.
And we're going to test this out.
And from what I've learned, there are multiple methods. So some people have, like, I don't know how they do it, but they print something out, like an actual picture. I'm sure it's some sort of solution in the water that, like, dissolves the paper part of the picture, and they, like, dip shoes and stuff, and it turns into, like, cool things. We are literally using spray paint and nail polish.
We're doing real basic.
Real basic.
Yeah.
No technique.
This is about cheap.
Jumping right in.
Accessible.
This project by far is way cheaper than the last project that we did.
Well, I spent quite a bit at the hardware store.
For me,
it was a little cheaper. I went to town.
We got lots of really pretty colors of spray paint, though.
Yeah, let me just briefly explain. So I went to the hardware store today, and going to make spray paint, and then I went with Dane. He bumped into a coworker in the parking lot we were at Lone Star Hardware in Portland, Texas.
shout out
Portland. And he bumps into an old coworker. He's an older gentleman, and he's like, what you buying in there? And I said, probably a bucket and some spray paint. And he's like, why you need that? Then I explain hydro dipping to him, and he says nothing. He just looks at me and says nothing, and I think he thinks I'm weird, and he says...
He thinks you're a tortured soul.
I'm one of those tortured artists. And then he's like, I've got a bucket for you, and he just opens up his truck.
That's where this bucket came from?
Look at it! So he just dumps...
Oh, I saw it.
He wanted to get rid of this bucket so bad, he dumped all his stuff out into his truck.
What kind of things were in the bucket?
Just like nails and just like tools.
And he just dumps it into the back.
He just dumps it and
the beer cans.
And he says, "Here you go." And I think it was a win for him. This was a bucket he wanted to get rid of. Gina actually brought a much nicer piece of equipment. So
it's just a plastic tote that's empty.
Yeah. But it is better than a bucket full of dirt, which is what I have. So,
That's fair.
Yeah, yeah. And then went inside. I spent a while trying to pick out paints, and that's why I picked out so many. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9
full-size cans
of paint, which will not be used in this session, so we'll have to do a graffiti session.
I like that.
Graffiti art. Failure of graffiti.
Kayla has just the best wall for it right
here. Yeah, we can do it in Kayla's new house.
Okay. We'll put something up on
it. You own it. You can do whatever you want to it.
So, paint right over it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the gentleman in the hardware store was also looked at me odd when I said, "I'm doing this for an art project, hydro dipping." He didn't want to hear it. I just thought it was funny. Two old men in a row just...
Not interested.
They're not having it. They're not having it.
They also probably don't have TikTok.
They don't, yeah. Maybe I should have, that's where I should have started. Have you heard of TikTok? Because
we're 30 and we're on it.
You might have thought I was 15, but no. Anyway. Yeah, so I think we should, and I just love that Kayla's a noob, and we should just kind of show Kayla a video of hydro dipping. She doesn't know what this
is. I watched the one that you sent us. I saw them do hydro dip the PlayStation remote.
Shh, no, you're hearing this for the first time.
Okay. I'm pulling up a video right now. Let's see. I mean, I probably have literally hundreds of them. Okay. Let's see.
Literally hundreds.
Not hundreds. This is a one. This is resin tiles.
Hydro dipping some resin tiles for dummies. First, fill a giant bucket with water and get some spray paint. Spray it on the surface of the water. Mix those colors up. Be crazy with it. This is how you get the cool effects. Do it quickly before it dries, and then carefully drop your tile onto the surface of the water and remove all of that excess paint, like so. Then you let the tile dry and add some embellishments. I used gold leaf and applied with my finger and a paintbrush, no glue. Then mix up some resin, equal parts, and make sure
she just resins over it. So I'm just trying to show you her the technique part of it. It's literally spray, dunk, swirl. Here's one with nail polish.
Great DIY gift idea here. Get a ceramic bowl or dish. I got these at Target for $2 each. Pop a letter sticker on it. Fill a disposable tray with water and nail polish. Dip the dish in, swirl it all around, let it dry, remove the sticker, and you've got a cute monogram ring dish.
Great DIY gift idea here. Just with nail polish.
I'm going to be so bad at this.
That's perfect. Yeah.
I like a lot of things on TikTok. I'm having a hard time finding other cool videos.
It's
but
incredible.
It's really
how
easy.
Many videos you've sent me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just have a video for everything.
I do. I'm sure there's a hydro dipping. I've searched it. Hashtag.
I gotta get myself a TikTok. I do not have
maybe
TikTok.
Maybe TikTok can sponsor this podcast because I feel like we advertise for it quite a bit.
So this person's just doing a phone case.
Today is my birthday, and to celebrate, I decided to hydro-dip my iPhone case. And for all those who don't know, this is the cool stuff that you could do with it. For the design that I wanted to do, I used these three colors. So the first step was to add something called primer. And if you guys are going to try this, make sure you wear gloves because it's very sticky. As you can see, I put it all over the case, and this stuff will make sure that the paint will stick a lot better to the case as soon as I put it into the water.
Okay, alright, yeah.
Next step is just leave it dry for a bit. Now, while that was drying, I decided to get the water ready for hydro-dipping, so I just got my spray paint. You alternate back and forth. I used teal and tan, and it became this really, really pretty pattern, and it came out really, really good on my phone. So next, you just want to grab the case, and you just dip it into the water, and the results are live on my Instagram right now. But if you want to see them on TikTok, I will be posting our results video
for
tomorrow. It actually came out so good, it's really pretty.
You have to go find what it looks like. It's a different video.
We don't need to see what it looks like.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So yeah, that's the gist.
Yeah, they scoffed at my primer. But
just we can try it. Yeah. Also, another aspect of what we're doing today is just a little bit of a science experiment. So we have multiple methods. So we have the spray paint. We have the nail polish. We can do something with primer, something without primer. Yeah. And then we're just going to go to town and I think, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And try it.
Our expectation, like, literally the motto for this podcast is just our expectations are low and we can be surprised when we do a good job.
I like the motto, we're just going to go to town and whatever.
And whatever. Yeah.
That's great.
All right. How to get started. We have so much to dip. Now let's decide what we want to dip first. We should just go ahead and start priming? Maybe?
Sure. Well, to start, do you want to just do one? You want to just do two tumblers, one primed, one not primed, and then we can kind of see then if we find that the primed tumbler does way better, or if there's no difference at all, then like why waste time priming?
My God.
Right?
You're so smart. She's so smart. Okay.
Okay, hand me something.
Okay.
There we go.
Let's put a mask on you because you are pregnant with a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kayla's pregnant. 34 weeks.
Yep, 34 weeks yesterday.
Okay. Do you mind using my mask?
Yeah.
I'm clean.
Cool.
I'm not, you know, I don't have the COVID.
The COVID. Okay. Give me something. Oh, I should wear gloves.
Yeah.
That's what the video said. Already failing. Already.
And then I would just put it like.
I was about to go to town without gloves, y'all.
You know, if you can put your hand in it and then spray.
Yeah,
it.
I can do that.
Okay. You were much more fiscally responsible with your materials, by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
I just spent so much money. You were more.
Maybe. Sorry, y'all.
No, we should breathe it in.
Like,
I think you're too close.
Should I like?
I think I tasted some. I got.
Should
some.
I like rub it?
Here, you hold it. You hold it. I'll spray it. I'll
okay, I like it. This.
Let's go with the wind.
Okay. Let's go with the wind. Not working.
Mm-hmm.
Not working.
Mm-hmm. Am I getting it on you?
No. No. Okay. No. Let me get this.
All right, it is primed. We're just gonna wait for it to dry now.
Good.
We're hydrating.
Okay.
We are. Okay.
Okay, so it's supposed to dry.
Yeah, let's let that dry. In the meantime, let's just go ham with the not primed one.
Okay.
All right, so you're better at establishing, I think, color patterns.
Sure.
Yeah, so maybe, I don't know. I don't want to be scared of failure, but I just want you to go first.
Sure.
Okay.
Why don't you do something Hufflepuffy? We have the colors.
Oh!
I will. So I'll do black and yellow and the gold.
Okay.
So let's swap this off.
Ah! It's okay.
Oh, there's a bug.
No!
It's fine.
Okay. Do you mind if I use your colors?
Please!
Not child lock, guys.
Okay.
I'm an adult. Right now, Gina is opening the spray paint.
Do you want to do one real quick, and then another one of us come in real quick and do it, and then the third one?
I think I'll just keep him here.
Okay.
And then only one of us has to be, like, protected.
I keep forgetting that paint. You're not supposed to breathe, like, the fumes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I just breathed in some primer. It's in my lungs now. All right, guys, let's do it.
Okay, there's a little bit of a captain here, right here.
Okay.
It's out.
Sorry.
No,
his hair is literally everywhere.
Captain's your dog. He's so cute. He's the best dog.
But he sheds like crazy.
Can you take the top off of one of those?
Yeah.
Look at her go. Oh my God.
Maybe stand over here on this side so the wind isn't going to get it on you.
Okay.
There you go. Top.
Ooh, cool.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Oh my gosh.
This might work.
Ooh. Oh, is this what color is this?
Maybe shake it?
Oh, that's the metallic.
Oh, okay.
Did I use this already?
I don't know, but you're supposed to do layers, right? So just keep going.
Keep going. Don't stop. Okay. Gina is spraying spray paint in the water. There is a pattern forming, but she's going fast. Go fast. She's doing it.
We have some yellow. We have some black. Yeah. We have some gold.
So this is Hufflepuff? Oh, okay.
The gold is a little less Hufflepuff, but
it's a pretty color.
Okay. All right. Let me see the stick. Okay. We literally have a stick. There's a, we're using a stick for mixing because you don't need.
Oh no!
It's not. Ah.
Oh. Okay. Well, we took a stick.
She took a clump of the paint with her on this stick.
We're gonna save that stick and take a picture.
Ready?
Of it.
Ready?
Oh, here we go.
Dunking now.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Oh, oh. No. So we're seeing kind of a marbly effect of all of the colors.
I did not think about where to put them. I think, I mean, it's spray paint, so it should dry relatively quickly.
I forgot. And
there's a box right there. Go get a box.
Yeah.
Just flip it over upside down. And, yeah, we can put them in the box so they don't blow.
Yeah. Like this?
Yeah, or, and stick it straight in the box, and then that way it doesn't blow over from the wind.
I'm just getting all the gunk.
So this one is not primed. This is a not primed cup.
And it still turned out.
It's, okay. It's really cute. Yeah. It looks like a marble, like a granite marble effect on it. Very nice.
I'm wondering, I'm just seeing if there's directions for how long to let the primer sit.
It's spray paint, so if it feels dry, it's probably dry.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's dry?
Well, in some spots. I just got a hunk.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Okay, well, non-prime still seems successful.
Mm-hmm. My dog loves to fetch and literally brought us a branch earlier.
A ginormous branch. He's a little dog. He brought a big, big branch. Okay. The size, do we need to worry about that?
Oh, no. I don't think so. I think it should be okay. I hope not because it'll be such a
pain to have to
clean every time. Mm-hmm. Hey, we always have my dirty bucket.
I got a clean one too. There's also a crack in this bucket, so it's really not gonna work. The water would just leak.
Marissa is currently showing us this bucket that
a man in
Portland gave to her. It is very dirty.
He was a nice man. I don't.
It would not work for this project at all, whatsoever.
About this hardware store is that they're selling a Do It Best brand bucket at a different, and they're not a Do It Best brand.
Is Do It Best its own store?
I'm sure there's some in Fort Wayne.
Oh,
yeah.
Huh.
Do It Best. They're just selling different brands of a bucket. I don't know. I've never owned a hardware store. Do what you want.
Okay.
Okay.
So the water hose is right there if we want to fill this
cup. We'll have this alternative situation.
It gets heavy.
Second bucket.
I would leave it on the concrete and pull the hose over.
Okay.
Yeah, it's heavy. We are getting two buckets. So I didn't even know I had this water hose until Gina drug it out. I was like, oh, cool. We're looking at the cup that Gina did, and there's this random, very straight line of paint.
That's where I stuck it in at first, and I don't know.
Oh, it's not the seam of the cup?
No, there's no seam. I'm looking at it right now. There's really no seam on the cup.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I think we were going to do bright colors with the primes.
Yeah, the orange and the pink?
And maybe yellow or
the orange and
black.
The pink? Ooh, black and pink?
Black, pink, and this color maybe?
Yeah.
That'd be cute.
It's very skateboardy, I think.
Pretty nice.
I'm ready. I'm ready to fail. Not fail. Okay, this is Marissa speaking. We're going to do the primed tumbler now, so to see if there's any difference. We'll offer a side-by-side comparison for you guys at home wanting to get into the hydro dipping scene.
I would stand over here because the wind's going that way, so.
Okay. Yeah, close, nice and close. There you go.
Ooh, very pink. This is a very bright pink.
Yeah, like fluorescent.
Yeah, fluorescent. And then we got some bright fluorescent.
How do you say it?
Fluorescent. Yellow. Yeah. And then black.
Yeah, this is going to give definitely like 80s fluorescent vibes.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm a 90s baby. Kayla, are you?
I'm a 93 baby.
93 baby.
Mm-hmm.
Marissa, are you 89?
Hell yeah!
Oh, okay! All right!
That's right. I know the 80s.
I was June of 90. I just missed it. Ooh, Marissa, I think you are in the sweet spot, dude.
All right.
Okay.
All right, mix it around or just dunk it.
Okay. Oh, where's the mixer?
Here you go.
Okay. Stick.
Stick. Stick.
Done. Do it.
Okay. Dunk in. Just dunk in.
No, opposite way.
This way?
Dark body first. Yep. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, now just swirl your arm around. Yeah, like this. Okay. Oh, okay. There you go. Now pull out. Oh, nice.
That's kind of cool.
Okay. I wanted it to catch more green. That's all right. It's got a little thing hanging off of it.
Clump of paints.
It's got a clump of paint hanging up, but maybe that'll dry and be okay. There's a clump of paint. All right, so far not a big difference between primed and unprimed. Maybe we'll see how it dries. I don't know. Okay. They're cool. They're not, like, on the internet, what we see.
I wonder how they, like, because this one, our cups seem kind of like they're still just white from the cup. It's not, the paint isn't completely covering the cup, and I wonder if that's because we're not putting enough paint.
Maybe.
Or, you know.
Well, in the videos, they don't do a ton, right? Mm-hmm. But maybe they're editing their videos.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not what we think it is. Maybe things online aren't what they seem. Maybe we shouldn't believe everything we see on TikTok. What? Marissa, I think that looks nice. Oh, okay.
I do too. All
right, Kayla, what do you think for your cup? What colors? You want to do Christmas
colors? I'm going to do Christmas colors on my cup.
Okay. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So we're going to do like a true green, true red, and gold?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yep.
Okay.
Is this my cup?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll take the top off for you.
Yeah. Okay. That's the cup, and then where's the dark? Okay, that's the red. That's okay. The green. I have them already.
This is primer, paint, and primer. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yes. Go.
I'm trying to go fast. Oh my god!
You're good. Okay. Hold your breath, Gina.
I'm just dropping all of this paint everywhere.
Woo! That red is strong.
Okay. Cut. Dip. Oh, I was supposed to mix and I did it!
Oh, no. We'll see what it's like non-mixed.
Well, it's just red.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I told you!
He was gonna fail. This one. Color is red, they're gonna want that cup.
Yeah.
All right, just a brief recap. Kayla, she's a great person. Kayla did all the right things. She just sprayed it in, but you know, there was a lot of anticipation and she just forgot to mix the paints while they were in the water. So you just, when you do that, we learn you get one color and no mix of colors. So
it's not very pretty.
Yeah, actually, okay, well, one part was pretty on that ornament. Not that part. Okay. I'm going to try to, using the spray paint, hydro dip a toothbrush holder. And while that's happening, Gina's just going to get the nail polish going.
Should we change water? Or do you want to use
We'll use the new water. All right. I'm going to be down here working on,
Kayla brought food.
I'm gonna try the nail polish. So I have a little just a white ceramic mug here. I'm gonna use some nail polish. Put it in, swirl it around, and dunk this cup and see how it works. I think I'm gonna try to dunk it with not the handle so I can hold on to the handle. So then I don't have to wear gloves.
Okay.
I don't know if it'll take multiple dunks, like if I'll be able to cover the whole thing or not. I just don't know. This mug was on sale, $2.99 at Michael's.
Also, we advertise for Michael's.
Mm-hmm.
They sponsor our podcast. Just kidding. I wish.
Like, are we just kidding?
I don't know. Joanne Fabrics, Michael's, and TikTok.
We need all y'all's help.
Oh, yeah.
All right, for my nail polish, I have a dark blue, a light purple, a really light blue, and like a really strong glittery pink. So we'll see how this all goes. This is all nail polish I've probably had since probably high school.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, way to save.
So she's dropping it in.
Dropping it in. It's kind of, some of it's floating to the bottom. I mean, sinking. That's what
but happens. Not all.
Not all.
Not all of it. Some of it's staying at the top, and I bet different nail polishes
the
have...
The purple is doing a lot better.
Yeah. That pink might just be way old.
Ooh.
Adding.
Purple looks like it's doing a great job.
Mixing it around a little bit. All right. Mm-hmm. I am putting my cup in. We're going to see how it goes.
Dun-da-da-da! Oh, look. That's the fine. Never mind. It's the wrong sound. Ooh, mix. Get it, girl. Get it. Okay.
Ooh,
actually,
nice.
That looks pretty nice.
It's very clumpy, however, so we'll see how it dries.
But the colors are more vibrant, I feel like. And the bottom looks pretty good, but usually you don't see the bottom of a
mug.
But yeah. Okay, what do you guys think? What do you guys like better so far, spray paint or nail polish?
I think the nail polish is doing better. But
nail polish is good, but it is like it's very textured, so I'm wondering
it
how...
It is.
I don't know if that's probably maybe because my nail polish is so old.
Sure, or... Actually, I think that's kind of cool to have a textured,
got
mug.
Got it inside a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which kind of is cool.
Do you think you'll drink out of it?
maybe. Okay. We have tons of mugs that are way better than this.
Okay.
But, I don't really know what to do with it now.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to go back to the big tub.
Go back to the big tub.
What was I going to... Oh, this. All right, and I just want to hear your guys' thoughts again. Prime or no prime?
Prime. I think it... What do you feel in your heart?
I don't think it's making a difference.
That's what I feel, Kayla. I don't think it's making a difference. I also got a toothbrush holder, and...
And it's basically the same material that these tumblers have been.
Right.
Like kind of like a matte white plastic.
Right, and then I have got a bobby pin that Kayla donated for stirring. So we'll see how that goes. You don't have to use toothpicks. No, you don't. You can use bobby pins.
Much like nail polish. Also, does nail polish, like, do okay in the dishwasher?
Or no? I'd have to seal it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
I'm excited to see how this blue is going to work.
It is blue.
These little sausages are so good. French onion, by the
way. Woo! Love it.
Marissa's picking very vibrant colors.
All right, and remember, blue is so dominating, so maybe I should do more pink, you know? So otherwise, blue's just going to get in the way. Okay.
What you guys going for it. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? Should I just go do it now?
And try to, like, swirl it as you dip it in, Marissa, like this.
Oh, like, okay.
What do you mean? Your toothbrush thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, do it now?
Wait. No, stir first, remember?
Oh, yeah. Stir it like this?
Don't pull Kayla.
Like this?
Mm-hmm.
Just, okay.
Yep, now dunk it.
Okay.
Ooh.
This is the best one for show!
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh.
That looks really nice.
Yes, but my thumbprint is on the...
However, yeah, we should put your hand in the middle of it.
This is clearly dunked, but that is... Okay. This is the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think, you know what it is, Gina? It's your cheap paints. They're better. I used your little paints and not the big ones.
Oh, you think that would help?
I bet. Okay. Well, you got these from a craft store?
I mean, from Michael's.
Yeah. Okay. And how much were they?
Maybe like $3.99.
For you guys at home or wherever you are, don't spend more money. It's just okay to go cheaper. Mm-hmm. I spent like $4, $5, $6 on all my paint cans. And Gina's $2 ones work way better. So
I also think you did a lot of paint too. I think that also helped.
Multiple variables.
I'm gonna try an ornament.
Okay.
In the bucket.
Okay. It's good. I like how these gloves are turning out. These gloves are I hope they stay like this. It's cool.
Alright, give me that light blue.
Okay.
And I'll try silver.
Really, that light blue and silver is going to be nice.
I'm going to try light blue, dark blue, and silver, I think. Maybe a spritz of pink.
Yeah, ooh, just feeling fun.
Feeling so fun.
When you're ready to be gloved, let me know.
I'm going to skip the gloves.
Gina!
I'm just going to dip
it. Okay. Gina's feeling brave.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, my hands are dirty.
Ooh, the silver is really cool.
Oh no! Okay, here I go, guys.
I like how it looks.
Oh!
Ooh! Ooh,
the silver is nice!
Silver's a win! Silver for the win!
Silver is pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah! Alright, all my family members are getting hydro dip ornaments for Christmas. And that's it. I'm just kidding. I'll buy real things.
I'll buy you real stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I might eat a little bit more, and this is like what goes with, do you have any wine or no?
I don't have any wine, I'm sorry.
You're Kayla's like a really cool pregnant girl, and she's
you're
like,
34 weeks pregnant, so it's fine.
Yeah, she's like, everybody drink, even though I don't care that I don't have to.
Yeah, so, it's okay. There's only 6 weeks to go, and then I'm going to buy myself a real nice $30 bottle of wine.
Heck
real nice, and drink it all by myself. Okay, maybe not. Maybe I'll share.
We don't judge here.
You don't have to share.
I feel like I deserve it after 10 months of sobriety.
Yeah. All right. So, that was a pretty cool. I do want to try the nail polish since that looks pretty fun.
Yeah. It did.
Okay.
I would take a paper towel and get some of the nail polish that's resting.
Ooh, are you going to do the tumbler with the nail polish?
Oh, I think I'll do the spray paint.
Okay.
The nail. And then you don't happen to have any glitter on you, Gina.
I didn't know if you glitter.
I put glitter on this.
You know, if I drove my car, I have all the stuff in the back of my car.
What are you wanting it for?
I would think, so for this, I think the purple's going to show through on this tumbler, but then like maybe like put in glitter to like fill it out the spots a little bit.
I don't think I have any.
Okay. And it would be like a ton of glitter, I think. But, man, I think I just want to eat. Okay.
No, I'm hungry.
Okay.
Are you going to pop a pizza in the oven? I did buy pizza and salad to make dinner.
Oh, no. Kayla.
I literally bought pizza for you.
Kayla, you give us your house. We don't take your food. It's for you and Captain and Brandon.
and I guess your husband. And my husband. Yeah. He kind of belongs here, too, I guess.
He's a friend of the pod.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Girl. Oh, no. My God.
No, I'm good.
All right. I did see something that looked like animal cruelty on YouTube. They hydro-dipped their dog.
No, in what?
Like, I don't know. I hope it was some animal-friendly thing. I didn't actually stay at... Yeah, you know how it is, scrolling. You look for a second, and then you're done. But, yeah.
Doing an ornament?
Yeah, I'll do an ornament. I think I'll do the nail polish ornament. Yeah. Okay. Marissa here. About to try the nail polish technique with a Christmas ornament.
Why don't you choose a Christmas ornament and then bag?
Okay. Just tried a white claw for the first time. It's good.
There we go. Wonder why it's a phenomenon sweeping the nation.
Yeah. All of this nail polish is from high school, Gina?
Probably. Definitely not within the last couple of years. So Marissa has like a blush, a dark blue, and a silvery purple nail polish in the water. I'm going to dip a round ornament in.
Get it stick again. Stick a little bit. Okay. Here we go.
Whoa. Dip.
Dipping.
Now swirl.
Swirling.
Now pull out. There.
Oh. Ooh.
All right.
Came out good.
Kayla, have you only done one so far?
I have, but that's okay because the paint fumes.
That's true. I would feel really bad if there was something happened to your baby because of failure art party.
No.
That would be terrible. I'm not laughing only out of nervousness, not because I actually think it's funny. Okay, I like this, but there's keeps, why, when we hydro dip, there's like a giant white spot seems to be on all the dips.
Because all the paint is gone by then, I think.
So you just have to be really fast with it. Okay. I'm not a fast person. I like to take my time. That's going to be hard for me, but.
So I would say we are at like a still very amateur level hydro dipping. For some reason, I think we're missing something big.
I want to know how they get it to cover the whole.
Right.
And it's so thick. Like.
Yeah.
When you see it on TikTok, it's like a nice layer.
Yeah. I think there's something they're not telling us.
Maybe we're not spinning enough. Maybe instead of dunking, we have to, like, spin more. Like, rotate our objects more.
Okay. Maybe we need a different paint. Or do they all use spray paint?
Pretty much, it's just
spray paint. It looks like spray paint.
I'm not sure if it's a special kind of spray paint.
Yeah.
There's a lot of unknowns here. It's a lot of just guessing.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's fun.
All right.
You got it, Kayla.
Quinn, this is for you. For baby Quinn!
This will be his first baby ornament that goes on our tree.
Oh, this is an ornament. Right. Okay. How about this little guy?
I recommended a poor suggestion to Gina. You'll see it on Instagram. It's real good.
IG.
IG, yeah. Okay.
It was not a poor suggestion. It was a great suggestion.
Thank you,
nothing,
Gina.
There's nothing that would have, like, in my mind. I mean, I did it. You suggested it, and
yeah,
then
Gina,
I did it.
You followed
me. I fell for it.
Fell for it.
I was duped. So there's nothing in the suggestion that made me think, nah, that won't work.
I was actually really proud of myself. I haven't had cheese in 2 days.
Oh, I'm sorry that you were not eating cheese.
No, I didn't.
Who decides to not eat cheese?
Marissa.
I'm gonna meal prep and I'm gonna pack all my lunches this week.
What?
Why? Who's gonna go to the cafeteria with me?
Well, actually no. Just kidding.
Michaela's unpacking her lunches too.
I'm trying to COVID really got me in a slump and I'm just trying to get back to something. Mm. Did I mention Kayla's also a speech therapist?
Mm-hmm. We all work together.
Yeah. There's, you know, for a podcast that's not about speech therapy, there will be an unnatural concentration of speech therapists in this podcast.
We find each other and then we latch on. Yeah.
So I got like a Tumblr-ass Tumblr.
An actual Tumblr.
An actual Tumblr that's actually pretty by itself, but I could actually make it worse. It's a fine, it's just a nice shimmery purple. I don't know why, if I should mess with it or not, but let's do it.
This is for some reason, none of the gold showed up.
Oh, you can try again.
It looks good.
It does. See, were you super twirly with it, or? Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know how to get around that, like, white patch problem. Maybe try it, do a dunk again?
I don't think that was the answer.
Sorry. Let's see. Purple. Gold and purple were my high school colors.
Those are awesome gold high school colors.
But gold is not doing well. In this
but there's yellow. Would yellow and purple be like...
I honestly think... Are you doing nail polish with it?
No. This spray.
I don't think we have purple.
Oh, we have yellow.
Yeah. Okay. I honestly think if you use... Yeah, you do you. Here you go.
Okay. No, I want to hear your opinion.
So the purple's going to show through. So obviously you want to do something that matches purple. Or like goes well with purple.
Uh-huh.
I would say the silver is doing really well.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a dark blue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the pink?
Both.
But those are obviously colors I gravitate towards more. So I don't know. But purple makes me think. Or you could do like the bright pink.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
this one?
And the silver.
I like the silver. I like the dark
and the blue.
Maybe just the silver and the dark blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's already purple.
Sorry, y'all. I'm not much help for this project.
Mm-hmm. Kayla, you provided
your house.
You're the perfect
bystander.
And food for energy and fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And ideas. And banter.
Just eat, you be kind.
Eat all day. Go, Marissa, go, Marissa, go, okay. Go, Marissa.
The silver is really I just double silvered. Okay.
You look like somebody doing a magic potion.
Mm-hmm.
Like a witch or a wizard, if you will.
Not only with being speech therapists, a couple of us are a little obsessed with Harry Potter.
Just a little. Marissa's going for lots of paint with this one, guys.
Oh my god.
Good. I think you're doing it again.
Okay, here we go.
Gotta stir her.
Okay.
Gotta stir her, no!
Oh, oops, no! Damn it!
my bed.
Failure art party.
I failed the prettiest thing.
Oh my god, I forgot about story.
That's what I was telling you story. No.
I know. Oh my god. Okay. I can't take this to work.
I mean, you could.
You need to take that. You need to get somebody that has a Cricut that can make you a failure art party sticker and put it right on your mug.
So I guess, yeah, because I want people to know that I don't think this is good. And I'm being ironic. Okay. Well, that really, I can't believe I effed that up. I mean, I can. No, I believe it.
No, on second thought.
I do believe it. All right. Gosh darn.
I think I need to have the stirrer ready. Maybe I'll do the Q-tip.
All right, friends, this is Gina. We have a couple more projects left. However, it's getting late on a Sunday night and I have to go back to my family. I have a small baby and a toddler at home and my husband's home with them doing dinner. So I'm going to go help with bedtime and bath time. So I'm going to leave you here with Art Queen, Marissa, and Kayla. So they're going to walk you through their last two projects. So thank you, Marissa, for having me on your pod again.
And I think we'll do at some point this week, do a little recap.
Okay.
And we might put a little finish.
Sure.
On our.
Yeah, just let me know. Always happy to be here on Failure Art Party. Love the failures, love the lessons. And I just love trying new crafts. So
yeah.
I'll keep an eye out for our next new TikTok-inspired craft.
All right, girl. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, listeners. Two more projects left to go. It is another
round ornament.
Okay. So I'm going to do yellow, silver, blue. I don't know. I just really want to use the yellow. Okay. These also aren't certified masks. I'm definitely getting in fumes still. Be the worst one.
And you put so much paint in it.
Oh my goodness.
What happens?
Maybe we've been reusing this water. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's doing anything. Okay. But this is what the podcast is called. So, I just did a bad one.
And she put a ton of paint in this one.
Yeah.
Lots of layers. And she remembered to stir it.
Yeah.
And you went in pretty quick. And maybe we're thinking maybe the water. Maybe we should have changed out the water.
Yeah. We've done quite a bit of projects today. There is one more left to do, and that is a picture frame. So I'm going to get that ready. And I'm going to use nail polish on the picture frame. It is wood.
Okay.
All right. This is our final project. It's a picture frame. It's made of wood. I'm going to prime it. Here we go. I feel like it's going towards you.
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine.
Okay. Okay, here we go. So wait a second, wait for that to dry. And then dip. And then, Kayla, will you do the honors of thinking of the color combination?
And we're doing nail polish, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we should probably do it in this guy over here because this water's been cleaner, you think?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Let's see. Is there more nail polish in here that we missed? Some of these are. Okay, I think this pink is a really nice one. Oh, this silvery purple has done well. This is a vibrant blue.
I like those. What is there a black anywhere?
No, there's not, but this one is like really dark.
Okay.
And then there's like a glittery.
That one clumps up. It doesn't come out. Yeah.
And try this dark green.
So I got all kinds of stuff.
Kind of.
Okay, hold on one second. You're being recorded.
Oh, where?
You're on Failure Art Party. It's her podcast.
Sorry.
Okay. Introduce yourself.
I'm Brittany.
My sister-in-law Brittany just showed up to our Failure Art Party.
All right, that looks good. Okay. All right, do you want to see what we're doing?
Sure. Okay. Hydro dipping. And by Failure Art Party, we have failed a lot of these today.
Okay. All right, so now I'm about to dip. Do you think it's actually just too wet? All right, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm dipping. Dipping it in.
Is that the front or is that the back?
This is the front.
Okay.
Okay. And okay. All right, let's see.
It's something.
It all caught on there. Oh my. Okay, there's a place for this type of picture frame. Okay, just so you know, Brittany, the point is, we do fail at this. So and so it's not trying to be something. It's not trying to be good. We just learn.
I've done it with nails before.
Oh, you have? Mm-hmm.
I've done it with the nails and nail polish. And with the nails, I know with the nail polish, you have to get the dots exactly right. Mm. Like, the polish can't be too thin. It can't be too thick. But yeah, I've done it with the nails before. And they turned out really cool. And then I've okay. failed a bunch of times after.
Oh, okay. Maybe we do an episode on nails. I don't know.
It's Marissa here. We've wrapped up the hydro dipping party. And, you know, we're going to actually wait to give a recap later this week, but I will say some failures. So,
yeah. Much harder than the videos on TikTok and Facebook make it look, for sure.
Right, right.
So there has to be a secret we don't know about.
There is. Maybe we'll find it out.
Yeah.
We're going to do some investigative research to see what everybody else knows that we don't. But anyway, thank you, Kayla, for letting us use your space.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you for letting me record again at your baby shower next weekend. Woo! when we will see the final, just see how it turned out. We might put some finish on our products, but I don't know if anything's really worth it. We'll see. We'll see how it...
Maybe one or two things. Not mine. That was all red and no Christmas.
I'll just... But we learned. I did the same mistake with a pretty purple tumbler. So, okay. Anyway.
But it was fun.
It was fun. It was a fun time. All right. Bye.
Bye.
This is the recap of episode 3. it's Marissa. I'm with Gina.
And hey.
And a couple newcomers, Meredith and Kim.
Hello.
And
it's Claire.
Can you say hi, Claire? Hi. Yeah.
Nice wave.
All right. And this is Kayla's baby shower. So she's out there doing baby shower stuff. So we're going to just recap the success in her garage. It's a little hot in here. So guys, this is, first thing we're going to talk about is the wooden picture frame.
You dipped it with?
I dipped it with nail polish.
Beautiful.
It's okay. And I think it might be the best one. I think there's a place for it, like maybe a grungy dive bar or something.
Right on the wall is like a Chili's.
Yeah.
No, Chewy's.
A Chewy's.
Okay, what do you think? What do you think? Do you like it?
Okay.
Maybe. What does it look like? What colors are on else? It? Let's see what else.
Let's look. Yeah. So there's a box over there of all the pieces.
There's more?
There's we
bring us into this, Marissa.
We did so many drips.
This is a good one, she said.
Oh, thank you, Claire. I think your mommy did that one.
Let's do your shoulder.
Oh, I did that one. Okay. I did so good. Okay. Thank you.
That was good.
Okay, actually, some of these turned out.
Oh, I like the Christmas ones.
I like the Christmas ones.
Oh, give it to Meredith. So there is a bit of an issue where we get big white spots on the bag.
It kind of looks cool.
Yeah.
You know what you could do? You can put like the family's name or like the year or anything in that blank.
Oh my!
I got another one.
Tim, you're welcome. Next episode. You help us find something to do with our failure art.
I'm very crafty.
Okay, so there's our poop brown ornament. that was
got another one.
Yeah,
that's the cup one. And that's the Harry Potter one. Thanks, you can put it in. Thank you.
Yeah, I like the Harry Potter one. This is the
other,
and this is plastic.
That's plastic.
It's plastic.
Classic. Yeah. It's a classic plastic.
Ooh,
it's
a
classic.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting some rave reviews from Claire.
Yeah.
I got some hands over
Claire
here.
Claire approves. And this is the worst one of them all. Look at this.
Do you have any cups left in your home? Or is this?
We bought most of this, but I bought like a legit nice tumbler and tried to dip it, and it now it's ruined, and I can't take this to work. Can
you
I
scrape the paint off?
It's a.
Can you try to re-dip it and like maybe. Make a layable like?
Maybe. Yeah. This is. It's pretty rough.
I'm not
yeah.
a rough
one.
I
can't hold it. Down.
Yeah. All right.
What do you think? Do you think?
Yes.
Do you think that they're pretty?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like about them?
This one.
Sparkly.
Which one's the best?
This.
Look at all the choices. Look.
Which one do you like the most? Let's put them all. Here you go. Okay, look, take a.
Should we tell someone we're in here in case we all pass out?
I know. Yeah, all right. It is very hot in here. We just need Claire's final say, and then we'll wrap Thank up. You.
Do you think everything's beautiful?
Yeah.
Which one's the winner?
Which one
do
you
like the most?
I like this one.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Which one that was.
Show me, Miss Marissa, what one you like the best.
This one.
Oh,
this ornament.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you like about it?
No,
okay. That's all of them. So, what did we learn, Gina, from hydro dipping?
I think this is definitely a craft that we should have researched.
Sure.
Any kind of technique and materials.
Yes.
We really just was like, we were like, oh, we've seen this done. We know how to do it.
And I will say, after we were done, I felt a little high because we only wore like fabric Corona masks to do this. And
corona
I was.
Corona mask. So, are you saying that Corona's getting through the mask or that?
Oh no.
It's a romantic
So yes,
that's your medical experience.
It was a health failure party too. But anyway, so check this out. I'm gonna post this on Failure Art Party Instagram, and also email failureartparty@gmail.com for ideas for more ways that we can succeed or fail at art. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. And at the next one, she'll have another failure.